Mishnah Gimel, there is a general rule when it comes to Shabbos and certain other laws, such as Yom Kippur, but first we'll explain using an example of Shabbos. If, for example, somebody does a particular malacha on Shabbos, there are 39 categories of forbidden work on Shabbos, and one is liable to bring a korban chatos if he does it unintentionally for each malacha that he performs. Now, if let's say he forgot that it was Shabbos that day, and he performed 5 different categories of work before he realized that it was actually Shabbos and it was forbidden to do so. So in that case, he would be liable to bring 5 korbanos chatos. However, if he performs the same category of work 5 times, and he didn't realize it was Shabbos in the middle, so that is considered to be all part of one big aveira, that he would only be chayav 1 korban chatos for doing that. Now what happens if he forgets it's Shabbos, say he performs a particular malacha, and then he realizes, oh, it's Shabbos, and then later on that day he forgets it's Shabbos again, and he performs exactly the same type of malacha. So here, since he remembered in the middle that it was Shabbos, these are considered to be 2 separate periods, for which he would be chayev not to bring just 1 chatos, but would have to bring 2 different korbanos chatos. So the Mishnah is going to say a very similar idea with regards to eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. If one ate and drank on Yom Kippur in one period of forgetting that it was forbidden to do so, either he forgot that it was Yom Kippur, or he forgot that it was forbidden to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, be it as it may, he may have eaten and drank lots of things, but since he didn't remember in the middle that it was forbidden to do so, it's considered like one aveira, which they are all part of that one larger aveira, and Einu Chayv El Chatos Achas, he is only obligated to bring 1 korban chatos. And it should be noted that eating and drinking are not considered to be like 2 different categories of work. It's considered to be the equivalent of one category, since it's all part of the same inui, the same affliction, eating and drinking. Drinking is just a form of eating, so because of that, one is only liable to 1 korban chatos. However, Ochal V'Osa Malacha, if let's say he forgot it was Yom Kippur, and he ate and he did malacha, he performed work on Yom Kippur. So of course, eating and performing work are not part of the same aveira. It's 2 totally separate aveiras. So even though it was done b'helem echad, in one period of not realizing it was Yom Kippur, or not realizing it was forbidden to do so, since they are considered to be 2 totally separate prohibitions, chayv shtei chatos, he is liable to bring 2 korbanos chatos for doing so. Now the Mishnah ends up by telling us that ochal oichlin she'ein ruin la'achila, if he ate food which is not fit for eating, v'shosa mashkin she'ein ruin l'shisa, or he drank liquids which are not fitting to be drank, v'shosa tzir, or if he drank fish brine, the salty liquid which comes from fish, emurios, some sort of fish juice again, pottery is exempt, because since these things are never meant to be drank by themselves, one generally dips things like bread into them, so it's not considered to be a significant eating or drinking, and therefore one is exempt for doing so, although ideally it is forbidden midrabbanon to even eat or drink things like that.